Well, we're talking about, as you're well aware, the concern that the gurney ward is going to close at Letterkenny General Hospital. We've heard of from people who've used that facility that have found it to be absolutely amazing, and there is a genuine palpable anger that this such a valuable service to women could be removed. Is it going to happen?
Okay. I suppose the short answer is we are actively looking at the how we could relocate the gynecology service from the current gynae ward to the other surgical wards within the hospital in order to release staff to allow us to open the medical block, because when we move into the new emergency department, the medical block, there will be more additional staff required. Now, I suppose the reason I hesitated when you asked me the question is I think there's two parts of that question that we need to clarify. You talked about the valuable service. There is no closure of the gynecology service. What we are looking to do is relocate the beds in which that service is provided from one part of the hospital to another.
The concern as it relates to that from our listeners and people that have used the service is that perhaps they may have to be seen by male nurses, and secondly, that the distance they will have to travel between where there are their bed and for scans, say for instance in the case of a miscarriage, which is an incredibly sensitive time, that they may have to use lifts, and if it isn't broken, why fix it?
Okay, well, again, there's a couple of elements there. Let's deal with the male nurse bit first. At the moment, as I said, what we are doing and what we said to staff is we are looking at the option to say, if we were to relocate these beds, what would be the most effective and the most appropriate way to provide this service elsewhere in the hospital? So, again, those discussions are ongoing, and it's too early in the day for me to be able to give any assurances and sort of say, well, it may be seen by male nurses, or people will definitely not be seen by male nurses. It's too early in the process to be able to be definitive about those issues. But I suppose I would have to say three brief comments. Most of the doctors are male. Many hospitals have got male midwives and male nurses, and if a male nurse applied for a job in the gynae ward, there would be no discrimination against them because they were male. The fact that we haven't had female nurses in the gynae ward at the moment is just the nature of the people that have applied for jobs here in the past.
And what about the fact that people are happy at the moment with the location of it? As I say, at a difficult time, I'm not trying to be emotive, but
no.
You know, people are fearful that intimacy, if you like, could be lost if the wards moved.
And I am very conscious, and the management team here, the director of nursing, the nurse manager for gynecology services, the consultants, we're all very conscious of the significant emotive issues that pertain to the service. And you know, that's why at the moment we are looking very, very thoroughly at what is the most effective and the most appropriate way to provide the service.
But we're being told that staff have been told that by September 13th that this, in other words, it's a fait accompli. You're saying that it's not.
No, I'm not saying, that's not what I'm saying, Greg. What I'm saying is that at this point in time, this is the option that we are looking to deliver. We are actively pursuing plans to relocate the gynae beds from their existing location within the gynecology ward to one of the other surgical wards. We have three surgical wards in the hospital: surgical two, orthopedic ward, and gynecology ward. A number of the patients who are in the gynae ward are actually not gynecology patients, they're female surgical patients. The patients are mixed between them. We have 8 beds closed within the complex of surgical wards, and we have 13 beds open as a discrete area, a separate area. From a perspective of being able to release staff, it is easier to be able to locate all the service within the two wards rather than trying to spread it out over 3 wards and not be able to open the medical block. And that's the basis on which we're actively looking at it.
Some texters and callers are saying that they're...
How do you do that in the most sensitive and appropriate way for the patients?
And with that in mind, there's also the concern coming in that you could have a situation whereby someone who has just suffered a miscarriage could be very close to someone who's, you know, had a baby or
no, because the again, people who have had a baby are in the maternity ward. Right. There are no plans to put patients who have suffered a miscarriage.
Can you not apply for some sort of a derogation? I mean, it seems the hospital is being punished by having this new ward. It has to be opened, it has to be staffed, but you're having to rob Peter to pay Paul on this. Can you not campaign with the HSE or to the health minister to get involved in this directly so that, you know, we shouldn't be punished for what should be a development?
Well, I'm not sure it'd be considered as punished, but we have asked for...
But the people, the ladies who have used and the ladies who have used and will be using the current Gurney ward would very much say they feel they're being punished for this new development, with respect.
Yeah, okay. I acknowledge that people may express it in those terms, but going back to your question, we have asked for additional resources to be provided to allow us to open the new block, and it's been made absolutely clear that there will be no additional resources available. The original approval for that block was based on was given on the basis that there would be no additional resources for the day-to-day running of the service. Now, that was a time when the hospital was growing year to year, and there was an expectation that would be managed without having to curtail services elsewhere in the hospital. But can I take a step back? I mean, we're talking, and I suppose we're talking very negatively, and I understand the very strong feelings and emotions there are about having a location in the hospital where gynecology services are provided. But a couple of comments I think that is important to make clear to your listeners, Greg. First of all, this is not a cessation of the gynecology service. A number of things have developed in the gynecology service in the last number of months that are significant supports to the gynec service. We introduced what was called the Enhanced Recovery Program into gynecology, to ensure, part of which ensures that all gynecology surgical cases get admitted to the hospital and do not get cancelled when there's pressures in the emergency department. Mm-hmm. In the past, that wouldn't have happened. Many of your listeners could ring in and tell you about times their surgery was postponed and delayed because of pressures in the emergency department. We introduced that, and part of that process is patients come in on the day of surgery. So again, the need for how many beds you need to be keeping patients in and having patients kept in a day or 2 days before surgery is no longer required. But it does, so it's a more efficient use of our resources, but it guarantees the women that their surgery is not postponed. Okay.
And I know those are important issues, Sean, but I also know...
We have also recently appointed a new consultant obstetrician and gynecologist. As people, many of your listeners will be aware, our fourth post, which we introduced a number of years ago, has been employed on a locum basis for a number of years. And just in July, we actually interviewed and appointed a fourth consultant obstetrician and gynecologist. And their appointment is currently being processed by the Public Appointment Service. So this is a service that the hospital, the management, and the clinical team are committed to developing and developing in an effective manner. The question is, in order to have the totality of care improved within the hospital, is it best that we retain this part of the service within these 13 beds, or is it better that we reconfigure relocate these patients to within the broader surgical bed complement? And at this point in time, we're saying that latter option is the best use of our resources to get the medical block open. Now the question is, how do you do that in a way that protects the dignity and the sensitivities of the women and make sure that there's no disadvantage in terms of people having their surgery in a timely manner?
Okay. Now, I know you're under pressure for time. Two other things I wish to bring up with you. We've heard reports from a local councillor today that saying he's been assured that a consultant haematologist will be appointed at the hospital within weeks. Is that the case?
Okay. We have appointed a consultant haematologist, and again, as with the gynecologist, there's a whole process that needs to go through before consultants are actually take up post, and that processing by the Public Appointment Service is currently ongoing, and we're looking to try to confirm the start date with that consultant.
Also concerns, or rumours, should I say, that oncology is moving?
No. There seems to be a lot of misrepresentation and misinformation. When we move into the medical block, a number of services, our current emergency department, a number of our wards will move into that new block. That will vacate space within the hospital. Now, there's a question mark as to whether I will have any money to be able to do anything with that space initially. But one of the things we're saying is we know that a number of services, oncology is one, endoscopy is one, we've got pharmacy is one, we've got a number of services at the moment that have got significant either space pressures or problems in terms of their current location and the adequacy of their facilities. And what we're saying is that when we move in, it would be ridiculous to have good space vacant in one part of the hospital and other departments under pressure. So we have started a discussion with the oncology team, as we have with many others, including the cardiology team, the pharmacy team, etc., to say what will be required to meet their needs going forward for the next 5 years, and could we be able to relocate, use some of the space that's going to be freed up to meet those needs? Is there an opportunity here if we found the money or if we could get the money? That's the discussion we're having.
Okay. Do you know when the new block is actually going to be open?
Yes, we're at the moment we're working towards an opening date of the 13th of September, with the emergency department moving over and then the other the wards moving over in the subsequent weeks. Obviously, there's a lot of relocation to happen, so it's not all going to happen in the same day, so it'll be phased over a couple of weeks.
And that September 13th is the figure we're being, the date we're being given by, you know, anonymous sources in inverted commas, i.e. people working in the hospital, that the gynae ward will be restructured or moved or whatever the terminology. Yeah. Do you want to just finally wrap up and clarify what the situation is?
Again, as I said, we have identified both internally and working with staff and trade union representatives the staffing requirements that will be required for the new medical block. There's a couple of points that we're still discussing, but largely, we've identified what it will be required, and now we are in the process of looking at how those staff would be released. Because if we don't get extra staff, we've got to take them from elsewhere. So the gynaecology reconfiguration is part of that strategy.
Would it be fair to say the nurses' unions support the what you've just mentioned there?
Support for which, I think I would be loath to commit for them, but support which the gynae ward.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that.
I can't comment. I haven't personally discussed with nurses. I think what the nurses would support is the fact that we need some additional staff for the medical block, and would agree with us in terms of what that and those numbers are.
Okay, Sean Murphy, thank you for your time. As I say, many people wouldn't come on. You have, and that's been recognised by our listeners as well. So we do appreciate that.
Look, Graham, more than happy. Sorry, it's been a very busy morning for us. It's a very busy week. But again, I think I want to be clear. We're not undermining the gynaecology service. There are difficult decisions. I know people would like to retain everything as it is at the moment. That may not be possible, and I'm quite happy, and I'm happy to come back again and discuss this and explain the rationale and the reasoning as to why we're looking at the options that we're looking at.
Okay, Sean Murphy, thank you. Okay.